News Talk 1430 AM WXNT, Indiana's most powerful talk lineup.
Hey guys, WXNT, the mayor in tomorrow. We'll talk to him about a ton of stuff. The Pacers, police department, you name it. Let me grab something over here. I have this thought. I want to try something. Last week on the show, we were giving out movie passes and movie passes to The Watchmen. Well, somebody won last week and wasn't able to, didn't come by and pick up their tickets, so I got an extra pair right here, courtesy of Regal Cinemas, to see The Watchmen. I think Sunday through Thursday. No, Monday through Thursday is when they're good for. So here's my question. Well, okay, I need five people to call in right now, 228-1430, 1-866-44-1430, with an opportunity to win a pair of movie passes to see The Watchmen over at our good friends over at Regal Entertainment Group. And Brian will get you all squared away. And it'll be a very, very simple question that I will ask you folks. Can't tell you what it is, because I want everybody to be sort of lined up right now. Because I have a theory I want to try to prove here. I've always wondered, when we have the debates, ladies and gentlemen, about government and governmental reform and how it's the government that's closest to the people that matters the most. So if you can get this question right, I'll give you these pair of tickets to The Watchmen, courtesy of our good friends over at Regal Cinemas. Let's go to Greg first. Hi, Greg.
Good morning, Abdul. How are you today?
Doing fine. How are you?
Just fine.
Okay, here's my question for you. Who's your township trustee?
Well, I don't know that. Who knows that?
You don't know who your township trustee is?
No one knows that.
Well, you can't win. Sorry.
All right.
The government closest to the people. Somebody should know. Let's go to Daniel. Hi, Daniel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where do you live?
Carmel.
Who's your township trustee?
Is that Diane? Is it Krim?
Well, which township are you in?
I think, what am I in? Oh, I'm in Fall Creek. Yeah. No, it's not Dan. I think it's Terry something.
All righty. Sorry, dude.
All right.
Hey, thanks for playing. 228-1430, 1-866-440-1430. Government closest to the people. It's government that's always there in times of universal crisis and emergency. These are intelligent people, ladies and gentlemen, because we've got to appreciate The Watchmen. You got to have a certain level of intellect to find out what's going on here. Let's go to Jack. Hey, Jack, good morning.
Yes, sir.
Which township do you live in?
I live in Carmel.
And who's your township trustee? Well, you don't live in Carmel's a city. I need your township.
Well, you know, I don't even know what the township is.
And you know what? You are not alone. 228-1430, 1-866-440-1430. We're a government that's so close to the people. We're so involved. We do all we can. We're the first line of defense in case of natural disaster, emergency, and universal Armageddon. Hey, Ty, you're on 1430. Good morning.
Hey, I'm in Hendricks County, Washington Township, and it's Ronnie Austin, I believe.
All righty. Well, let's do a little checking first, because no offense.
No problem.
Let me pull up my little Google Calendar here. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you are in Hendricks County?
Yes.
Okay. Indiana, I'll go to the Indiana Township Association, because if anybody knows where all these useless people are, the Indiana Township Association would. So I'll do myself a nice little Google search. Indiana Townships, click, and you're over in Hendricks County?
Yes, Washington Township.
Wow. And by the way, they have the crappiest website. You can't even really see anything. You know those websites that have like, you know, the really dark backdrop, and then they have like the dark letters and, you know, green things on the side, so you couldn't hardly tell, like, you know, who's running the show here. They got the really crappy website. Man, you can't see a damn thing on here. Okay, which township are you in again?
Washington.
Okay, seriously, they have the really pissiest looking website I've ever seen in my entire life. That's why they need all you taxpayers' money.
Amen.
Okay, I see Washington. What'd you say the guy's name was again?
Ronnie Austin.
Okay, I see a... Okay, there it is. All right, first name Ronnie, last name Austin. Okay, it took me forever. Okay, let me ask you another question. Where's the township trustee's office?
I believe it's located on... I'm trying to think of the road. I believe it's inside one of the fire stations there in Washington Township.
Well, it's a rather ironic street. It's called Production Drive, because I don't know anything productive about a township trustee. So,
okay.
But you know what? You got that far. So tell you what, Ty, congratulations. You won yourself a pair of tickets that we had left over from last week from the Watchman. So because somebody didn't come and pick their tickets up.
All right.
So hold on the line, and we'll get all your pertinent information. Now, folks, you see all that I had to go through? All these reasonably intelligent people. What township do you live in, Carmel? That's not a township. That's a city. Where do you live? I don't know. Well, Fall Creek sounds right. And this is the government that's closest to the people that everybody wants to defend. I've never seen so many people try to defend something that so many regular, normal thinking people had no idea sort of who and where it was. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Yeah, I did see John Bartlett yesterday. He really looked good.
Let me ask you a question. Larry, who's your township trustee?
I think it's Carl Drummer.
Nope, not anymore. Drummer right. left. He's a lawyer now. No, not a lawyer. He's a lobbyist. See, even Larry doesn't know who his own township trustee is. And he's defending those people left and right. I tell you. Oh, that's right. A friend of mine just sent me an email reminding me that the Washington Township trustee here in Marion County, instead of spending $200,000 on poor relief, spent $200,000 to move and now pays $13,000 a month in rent over at 52nd and Keystone. Huh. That's money that could be going to the poor, but instead is going to some landlord's pocket. Well, this is a government that's so close to you people. And nobody knows who they are or what they do all day. Well, nobody outside of the organizations or the people who are on their payrolls. Tell you what, while Brian's getting this person's pertinent information. Hey, caller, you're on 1430. What's up?
Well, I can tell you that in Indianapolis, Marin County, Center Township, it is Carl Drummer.
Actually, hey. No, it isn't.
What do you know? I can Google search it.
Actually, no, it's not. Carl left that position about a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, hey, how can he be sure?
He's not the trustee anymore. His deputy trustee is now the trustee.
So does that mean I don't win the ticket?
You are correct, sir. Thank you. 228-1430, 1-866-440-1430. But this is a government that's so close to everybody. They're supposed to do poor relief. And look after cemeteries. That's it. Yep. Poor relief. But then again, they're also sitting on big giant wads of cash, too. So they're not doing a really good job of dishing out the poor relief, if I must say so myself. 228-1430, 1-866-440-1430. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we shall go ahead and visit with our good friend, Kevin Brenniger from the State Chamber of Commerce. Government closest to the people, and nobody knows who they are. Why am I not surprised? Okay, well, let's say hi to Joyce real quick before we go to news. Hey, Joyce, what's up?
Tom Morant won township.
Nope. Tom Morant got voted out of office back in 2006. Now it's Jeff Bennett.
Thanks for the information.
No problem.